Currently, achievement is assessed using a snapshot in time approach, how well a student does on exam day. But use of scores alone doesn't accommodate for kids disadvantaged by socioeconomic class. Wisconsin Policy Research Institute Director George Lightburn says a better way is to measure an individual student's progress.
The way we're measuring those students now is essentially side by side, and we'll look at the low performing student and say they're a low performing student, rather than looking at the fact that maybe that student really advanced quite a bit in the course of that year.
In the current system, standardized exam results come at the end of the year, too late, critics say, to impact a student's progress. The head of the state teachers union, Mary Bell, says there is merit to having one test early and another later for comparison purposes. But when it comes to linking teacher pay to a student's progress, Bell and other members of the Wisconsin Education Association Council say there are better ways to see if teachers are measuring up.
Those include a national board certification, taking on additional responsibilities, agreeing to teach where we find that they're hard to staff because the kids there need quality teaching the most.
State law prevents student test scores being used in teacher evaluations. The Wisconsin Policy Research Institute wants that changed. Shamine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.